Mulibwanji, welcome back to the Be Official Podcast. I'm your host, your guy, Paul Payne 837. Happy New Year to each and everybody of you. You know, it's been 2023 was a wow. It had its ups and downs and stuff. And on my part, I learned a lot. You know, I learned so much. And thank you to you guys who have been there and showing us your love and support. You made us reach thus far, you know. So thank you so much. I really appreciate. And we launched a group called the Be Official Club. So if you are really interested, I'll put the links in the comment sections or wherever the description where you guys can join in. In that club, what I'll be doing is I'll be giving giveaways, you know, like what I'm doing right now. There's a Nando's giveaway right now that's happening. So there'll be giveaways, new music. Every time I drop new music in that group, those are the first people to listen to, you know. So if you're in that group, you'll be the first one to listen to what songs I'll be dropping before the world listens to them. And exclusive videos, you know. So you better join that group. So thank you so much for having me back. Now, let's just thank God for having us all cross over to the new year, you know. Let's thank him. It's been a wild one, you know. Some people haven't made it. It's not because we are lucky or whatever, but it's because of his mercy that we are still here, you know. So let us give him the praise and the honor. So, yeah, we are back again. And I'm so happy. But right now, I always forget one thing. Let's roll the intro. All right, so welcome back. And today we're going to be breaking down a song I released last year in December called Fire Baby. You know, if you didn't hear it, it's because you're not in the club, you know. So, but it's available everywhere. You can go and stream it right now. And it's doing amazing, you know. So there's a compilation that I did called the Be Official Season 2023. So if you haven't heard any of the songs I released last year, you can go on any of the DSPS and you'll find it there. Like, it's there. All the songs that I released last year are all in that compilation. So you can take your time and just listen to each and every song there. So, yeah, let's get started with Behind the Song. Yes, so this song is called Fire Baby. It's a love song, you know. Previously, some people were complaining I was releasing a lot of heartbreaks, of which I didn't even realize that, you know. So it hit me like, okay, for the past 2 months, like previous months, I just consecutively released like probably 2 or 3 heartbreak songs, but it's all because that's the phase I was in, man. Yeah, you know, it's a phase. So it is what it is, you know. But I'm glad that I gave you something that you guys, some of you wanted. But regardless, people still rock with whatever that I drop. So I'm super grateful for that. So it's, you know, I don't take stuff for granted like that, you know. So I'm really, really super grateful for each and everybody who's rocking like that, you know. So super, super grateful. So Fire Baby, the inspiration behind it is just love, you know, how people love to love, you know. And it's just an amazing song that really drives that narrative of how you appreciate your partner and how you tell them that you love them, you know. So if you are having a partner that you appreciate right now, it's a perfect dedication song, you know. It's a song that just, you know, will really, like, make you fall in love, you know, because it's super close to my heart that I really put in, like, a lot, you know. And for me, I think each and every song carries an emotion to it. It's been an unreal occasion that I write a song with just from, you know, from the top of my head. But everything that I just write, for me, I try by all means to relate to them so that even if, like, if I drop it, I'm able to listen to it, you know, because every time I listen, you know, music is an emotion. There are songs that probably played way back, you know, because every time when I hear, like, let's say Chameleon, Exile, who's now Israel, you know, their music takes me back. And I'm constantly reminded of that place in time when I heard the song, you know. So it's an emotion, and Fire Baby is that song, you know. So if you haven't heard it, go and hear it. So, all right, let's dive deep into it and break it down. So it starts with a pre-chorus. And it goes, "You're the only one me adore. See my heartbeat for you for sure. Love you to the end of time. I'ma fight for you for sure." So yeah, you're just trying to let them know that you love them, adore them, you know. Because I feel sometimes in most relationships, it's very cardinal. Let me say not most relationship, any relationship. It's very cardinal to just let your other partner just know that you love them, you know. And sometimes some people's love language is words of affirmation. And I feel by you telling them, it's not all the time that people just guess. You might be together, right? You being together just doesn't automatically mean that you love them or whatever. But sometimes some people love to hear those words out of your mouth, you know, like you telling them. It doesn't necessarily mean that just keeping quiet automatically means, like, some people just want to hear those words, you know, and I'm one of them. I love words of affirmation, you know. So telling you those words just, like, mean the world to you, you know. It's like, okay, my partner really appreciates me, you know. They really think about me, you know, like that, you know. So it's just you telling them that, yo, I'll fight for you, you know, I'll be there for you. We'll rock together, my ride or die. Yeah. Gati nichi koni na wela, chimwe mwe mtima wambela, misozi mumanso zaleka, na mupeza mtimo kondewa. So, yeah, so, in my native language, this is Nyanja, and it simply means, if it's love, I'm coming, right? If it's love, anything related to love, I'm coming, you know. No hate around here. We are just about positivity. My heart is happy, you know, that it's found love. Like, my eyes are dried up. I've been crying a lot, you know, from all the heartbreaks and stuff. Finally, I found somebody who really cares and cherishes me, you know. Then, yeah, I found somebody who makes me happy. So it's just clear, just like that I've said it, right? It's like that enough of having enough tears running through your nose. Some people, it's crazy. But yeah, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. Anyway, chapwa glory. But you know what I mean, you know. So there's that time when people just give up love because they've been meeting the wrong people, right? And you feel like there will never be a time when it comes, you will find somebody who truly loves you. So, and love comes when you don't expect it. The least you expect it, it comes your way, you know. When you're looking for it, that's the reason why you find yourself in the wrong hands, you know, because you are busy trying. You know, one thing that I've really learned over the course of the years is being patient and working on yourself. The best love you can ever give, you can ever find, is the love that you give yourself. Not from anybody else, but the love that you give yourself. Because that love reflects who you are, and it's going to reflect from each and everything that you're going to do, you know. Because you won't draw on any human being to make you happy, because you will always be there to make yourself happy, regardless, you know. So it's very important to understand and know yourself. Know yourself very much. Even when that person goes, you will still, part of you will break, right? Yes, undeniably. But you'll be able to heal. Why? Because you know yourself and you love yourself so much to be in a place where you're constantly in regret, constantly in a place where I can't move on, I can't do this. No, you have a life to live, you know? It just didn't happen. You know, maybe you guys were never meant for each other. So life goes on, you know? So it's not the end of the world when they leave. Life goes on, regardless, you know. So it is what it is by the end of the day. So end of the pre-chorus, and it goes in the chorus. So end of the pre-chorus, yes. Now chorus. Fire baby, fire baby, fire baby, I'm calling out the Navy. Fire baby, fire baby, fire baby, see my heart is heavy. Fire baby. Yes, 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 and go on, 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 on. So it's like, you know, I've met a love that is on fire, man. Like, it just sparks this. You know, she's on fire. She's everything, you know. Yeah, it's just a metaphor of you, like, calling out the Navy to come and put you off, you know. But, yeah, so there's just so much that goes on in love, man. People feel different things, you know what I'm saying? This is me, feeling all on fire and stuff. Yeah, then after the chorus, now it goes down into the verse. Yeah. Thinking about you every single day. Chipu bacho, they call me crazy. When it comes to you, baby chavales. Been waiting on you, got your patient date. So yeah, I'm just still letting them know, you know, that every day I'm constantly thinking about you. There's a song by Dandy Crazy called Chipu Bachandi, the kidney name in Chilangu. So I kind of like, you know. You know what I mean. So yeah, I just added that little something in there, you know. So Chipu Bachandi, they call me crazy and stuff, you know. For you, Shabalese. You know, constantly show up for you, constantly be there for you. And I'll wait for you, you know. Patience, one thing I've learned again is patience, man. Relationships require patience, you know. They require a lot of patience because it's not automatically when both people come together that you'll be compatible just like that, you know. It takes a lot of learning, man. It takes a lot of learning and you'll fight, you know. You'll fight, you'll be in disagreements. It's not everything that you're going to agree on. You know, so there's always all those things that are going to occur. So it's not necessarily mean you need to give up, but you constantly need to learn each other, you know, understand each other. That's how love is. You learn. It never stops, you know. That's one thing I say. When people say love has turned out to be boring, is because both of you are not trying. What they love now is what things they're going to love 2 years from now, you know. They might like ice cream now. Tears from now, they might hate it, you know. So it's very important to constantly learn each other, you know, constantly being in conversations where you are constantly trying best for both of you, you know. All of you are putting in all your effort. So trying is very important. Keep on trying. Every day, keep on trying. Yeah. So light up your world when you're feeling shady. Hail to the queen, you my fire lady. I thank my God, you my prayer baby. Yeah, it's necessarily just me being in a place where I just thank God, because, you know, sometimes when your heart has been broken way too much, you feel like everybody's the same, you know. And I've been there before. But one thing I can say is not everyone is the same. Oh, man, not trash. She said, nah, man, nah. Yeah, nah. Yeah, nah, you know, so it's not everybody who's trash, man. Because, yeah, even women, sometimes you hear women are trash, women, da, 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 all this kind of stuff. It's crazy, but by the end of the day, it's not everybody's the same, right? Right now, it's just that, especially like right now, like the dating pool is crazy. There's a lot that is going on, man. When you find that one, cherish them, man, hold them tight. Because it's crazy out there. Don't take people for granted. Don't ever take people's love for granted. No, he loves me. I can do whatever I want. Blah, blah. He'll never leave. No, she loves me. I can do whatever. Blah, blah, blah. She'll never leave. Okay. Ukamirama pepala. Yeah, so now it goes back again into the pre-chorus, then the chorus, then it all ends. So yeah, so that's been Fire Lady, Fire Baby. Fire Baby. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've been your boy, your guy, Poolpen837. If you don't know me now, you know me. So please go follow me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Subscribe to that like button, smash it, wherever you are, you know. So thank you. Follow us on Spotify. podcast, wherever you're watching, listening from, we thank you. We really thank you so much, you know. So to keep with the latest updates, because right now I think we'll be having this frequently by God's grace, you know. So make sure that you guys are tuned in and aligned with the program. The Be Official Club is here to stay. And I'll see you on the next one. You know, I'll see you on the next one. Peace.